Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim. We're discussing Eid Echad, the Inyan of Schazik Isura, Lois Schazik Isura. A lot of very, very chashuv inyanim. I believe this is the eighth Shi'ur. Sometimes I lose track of the number. Baruch Hashem means there are a lot of Shi'urim, there's a lot to lose track of. And we were in the middle of being Miyashiv Akasha. And that is that the Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, and that the Gemara says that Rov Bikiyim Heim, that we don't have to worry about, you don't need to aid him to say that the get is a good get, because most people who write gets are Bikiyim. And even according to Rav Meir, who's Choshish for the Miyut, but according to him, Stam Sifri, Stam Soifrim know how to write a get. So it's Mamish Miyut to Miyut. So even according to Rav Meir, it's Choshish for Miyut here, you don't have to be Choshish. And Bikaron, the get is Beseder. So, Frekta Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Drush V'Chiddush and in the Tshuva, Kufchov Dalit, that even according to Rabban and Rav Meir, we have a Kash, because they say Smoch Miyut L'Chazak L'Chumra. So why don't we say that smoch miyuta, here you have a miyut of people who aren't bikim, and then you have a cheskasei shesish. So why does the Gemara have to say that even according to Rav Meir is choshish for the miyut, but here we're okay, what do we still have a kash according to the Rabbanan? What do you have to come on to Rabbi Meir for? Even according to the Rabbanan, they're also choshish for miyut l'chumrah. So Rabbi Kiva Eger gives his teretz. The Ritva already asked this kasha. He gives his teretz, and this we already spoke about in the previous shiurim. What did Rabbi Kiva Eger say? Rabbi Kiva Eger said that if we say that below Schazik Isura, and Eid Echad is Naman, even by Dabar Shebe'erva, that if we say that if there's no cheskas iser, an eid echad is naman, even in a davar shebe'erva, then we cannot ask mikorech smoch miyut lechazaka. Why not? Because what does the chazaka do for us? The chazaka makes it 50-50. The miyut together with the chazaka makes it 50-50. And therefore there's no more cheskas iser of eish yasish. So one person's going to be believed. So basically, we knocked off the Cheskas Isser. So it's not a kasha according to Rabbanan how you can trust this one person to say Bufani Nech, Bufani Nech. But according to Rav Meir, he says that it's a good kasha. According to Rav Meir, it's a kasha. Why? Because he's Choshish L'Miyut even without the Chazaka. He doesn't need to come out to the Chazaka to be Choshish for Miyut. And Meila, after you're Choshish for the Miyut, the Chazaka is still there. And now it's a cheskas iser, and then eid echad isn't effective. So therefore, the kash is only according to Rav Meir, because according to him, you're choshish for the miyut, and there's still a cheskas iser. According to the chachamim, there's no more chazaka, because you need to use the chazaka in order to make it 50-50, and the mail of the eid echad is going to be believed. You're smoch miyut to the chazaka. According to Rav Meir, the miyut alone is enough that you're choshish, and the mail you have the chazaka cheskas shesish. So how you samech an eid echad? And then we saw that the Ritva says, in the name of the Ra'a, that in Achinami, he could have asked according to the Rabbanan. So you see, it doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva Eger. So what we did was, we said we can answer this Kasha by first asking the Kasha of the Torah as Gittin. That, why is this considered the Eidus of the Shliach, that it's a good get? Why is it considered that he's being motzi min hachazaka? Gemara says, is chazik isur? What's cheskas isur is there here? He's talking about a get. He's not talking about a person. So it's like a mikvah. When you're made on a mikvah, you're allowed to be made that a mikvah shalem and eid echad. Not being made against any chazaka. You're right, there's tmeim that are going to go in there. They have a cheskas tuma. But right now, he's just being made on the mikvah. So he's just being made on the shtar. My baya. Another kasha the Torah is getting asks is from the why is it a davar shebe'erva Why do we say that he's being made in a Dervish Be'erva? We have the Rif, Ishtemodinhu, that Eidus Ish is effective to be Mevarer that someone is someone else's brother, even though it's a Dervish Be'erva. Because they're not being made in a Dervish Be'erva. They're just Megala that he is, what is his identity? He's the brother of the Mace. He's the brother of the Nifter, she's the wife of the Nifter. So here also, he's not being made in a Dervish Be'erva. Not saying that she was already misgareshes. He's just saying that it's a kosher get. So we have to say that it's considered Eidus Hechsher get, it's considered Eidus Dervish Be'erva, is not because of the Gerushin that's going to come afterwards. That afterwards you're going to use this to divorce her. That would be the case. It would be like Ishtemodinhu. You just right now you're Megala, and afterwards you can do what you're going to do. Just like afterwards they're going to do what you're going to do Chalitza. After you're Megala with the brothers. So lo baya, you made Echad. Avala baya kan, that the Etzem HaGet, being made on the Etzem HaGet, that's called the Dabar She'Be'erva. The Nidon Hechsher Get Atzmai have a Dabar She'Be'erva. They're talking about the Get itself as a Dabar She'Be'erva, and therefore the Eidus and Kashrus HaGet is Eidus B'Dabar She'Be'erva, and that's why you need two Eidim. So that's the Yisod that we said, that we ended off previous year, by saying that being made on a Get is Eidus and Dabar She'Be'erva. Made on Etzem HaGet, not because of what's going to happen afterwards. Eidus al Etzem HaGet is Eidus al Dabar She'Be'erva. Mai hai. Az anachnu rotzim lavi yisod laze mea gemara b'meseches Yevamos. Gemara meseches Yevamos. That the Gemara wants to say that the reason Yevamos peches, the reason Eid Echad is Neman L'Hayr al Misa Baal, the reason one Eid is believed to testify about the death of the Baal, right, and the husband and wife can remarry, is just like Tevel and Hekdesh, that someone can be made that Trim was taken, somebody can be made that someone was Shaul on Hekdesh, one Eid is believed that they were Shaul on Hekdesh, Shaul on Konamos, and in Darim. So for Tosfos, how do you learn Isha from Tevel and Hekdesh? Ain't over share with Pachas Mishnayim. So what does Gemara want to say? Oh, you learn Eid Echad is Neman. They just that husband died because of Tevel and Hekdesh. A woman marrying is Dabar She'Be'erva. Ain't over share Pachas Mishnayim. So and for Tosfos in the name of the Ri, that if we could learn from Tevel and Hekdesh, you would have thought that ain't over share with Pachas Mishnayim. That's La Oisra al Baila. The Ein Echad Neman Lesser. To the Nisr Ksiv Ki Matzah Ba'er Vazdovo. Aval Lehatil Ochad Nami Neman. That you would say that Ein Dov Shever Pachas Mishnayim is to Aser. In other words, you're going to think this is not a case of Dov Shever. Because you're not Asering her. And Eid Echad is Neman to be to Aser. Then in Israel it says, in other words, dover, you need two people, that there's an Erbaz dover, that she did something wrong, she was not faithful, and merely he's divorcing her. So that's a dover she'Be'erva. But to be matir her, that's not what the Torah is talking about in a dover she'Be'erva. That's what we learn in dover. That you need two Eidim, Mimamen. Right? Pishnayim Eidim Yochim dover, here also the dover. So, La Hativa, Chad Naminem. That's talking about Isser. To be mati here, one Eid is enough. That's not called Dabar She'Be'erva. Different Tosfos require explanation. How does there have a mina that Eid Echad should be believed to be mati here, Dabar She'Be'erva? It's an often a Mishnah in Meseches Gittin on page 63b. The Ein Eid Echad Neman Lohayd Al HaGerushin. Now, where do you see that? Aisha Miskab Ligiti, a woman who says, be Makabal my get for me. She needs two kite eidim, two that say b'fenenu amra, and two that say b'fenenu kiba. Oh my goodness. So you see that even to be matir, you need two eidim. As says, mo tamu mashit asot amrim, mishnah mforeshet hem yodim. Because the guy muchach b'mishnah b'ksubis, but therefore beis on beis, ish sham reish yisi shayisi, v'grusha ani, ne'menes, why is that? Why is she believed, the woman who says that I was an Ashishish? Now Magrusha, because of Pesha Asa or Pesha Yedir, she said she was an Ashishish. Now she's believed to say that she's a Grusha. Pesha Asa or Pesha Yedir. Ve'are, the Belav Achiyen and Emes. Mishum Dein Echad Nem and Loyd Ali Gevishin. Dein Dov Shever or Pachas Mishnayim. Without the Pesha Asa or Pesha Yedir, she wouldn't be an MS. Because 1A can't be made on Gevishin. Ein Dov Shever Pachas Mishnayim. Here she is a Pesha Asa. But otherwise, she wouldn't be believed. We knew otherwise independently that she was married, she wouldn't be believed to say she's a Grusha. Ein Eidecha Nem and Loi Dali Gevishin. Ein Dov Shever Pachas Mishnayim. So how can Tosfos say that for a Heter, 1A is believed? אז נראה, אומר מורנו ורבינו, מרן ראש הישיבה, זכר צדיק וקדוש לברכה. That in this din, we learn there shall be dar dar b'mam, there shall be rochas mishnayim. There are really two inyanim that were said over here. Number one, in an instance, that the etzem ha-maisik shal ha-atzmo is the dar b'shever, like Gittin and Kiddushin. And there we say the halacha, shal v'rurei maisik dar b'shever b'inan shnayim. To be mevarer, a maisa of the Darvish of Erva requires two. Where the etzem ha-maisa was a Darvish of Erva, like Gittin and Kiddushin, you want to be mevarer that there was a Gittin and Kiddushin here, you need two Eidim. And one Eid is not believed. So that's one case of Darvish of Erva. Darvish of Erva, to be mevarer, what the etzem ha-maisa. Another instance of Dabi Sheva Erva is even where the maisa ba'atzmuso is not considered a maisa of Dabi Sheva Erva. Nevertheless, we require two because of the chalois dinim that come out. So we have the etzem ha-maisa and we have the yinit because of the chalois dinim. That these dinim require two for their babel. And in these two instances, the Torah says, al pishnai meidim yakum dabar. Haim she'ein hein etzem ha-dovo bo yishnayim ve'hein ha-yokum hainu ha-dinim. We spoke earlier shiurim about how ha-komas dovo, we saw the dvo where he says that gilui milsa doesn't require two. It's only ha-komas dovo, we explain. It's ha-komas dovo yishnayim yokum dovo. So to be making a dovo, there we require two. Torah says ha-komas dovo, in other words, if it's a din chodesh, schash is a din. We saw that in Torah's Meir Rabbein, the Rosh Hashiva Reb Chaim Zitzal. We saw that in Torah's Meir Rabbein, Reb Amiel Zitzal. So, Shnei Nevi'im Shenisab Nisnabu B'Signoi Nechot Gimalik Pachoti Yotel. As Ma'al Rotzim Lomar Po. So in these two instances, the Torah says that Bishnai Meidim Yakum Dover. In other words, the Dover requires two. What's the Dover? When I say the Dover requires two, I mean the Gittin and Kiddushin. That's in Beilu of the Gittin and the Kiddushin require two Eidim. V'gam ha-yokum. What's the yokum? That's the dinim that come out from it. The dinim of Issa v'Heter that also requires two. They're both included in this rule of Ein Dov Shever Pachas Mishnayim. Shav Shalom Alkach. That the Gemara is a Havmina, that to be Matir is not considered a Dov Shever Erev and Neirech is Neman. Hasad Adaitach Bagimore. Shel Hatir. לא נחשב דובר שבערבו. ואיד אחד נאמן עליו. That is referring to Mises HaBaal, that the etzem ha-maisa, the very fact of the death of the Baal, is not a maisa of דובר שבערבו. The death of a married man is no different than the death of a single man. It's the same basic process of the heart stopping to beat. It's the same death. There's no dovo. There's no dovo shever. The only thing is, because of the misa, nifkas ha-ishus. The ishus is now undone.
Viniteles ha'isha lashuk.
And therefore it's considered a davisha be'erva. Vinimsa. She'ein anu zkukim b'zeh l'shnayim machmas etzim ha'maisa dahin wadovo.
Here, by the Misa Baal, why do you need to? Not because of the Dover. Because the Dover, but Etzim Baat Simusa, was not a Dover Sheve'erva. But rather because of the Yakum. What's the Yakum? The Yakum are the Dine Haheter Ayotimimen.
Uvezel Misanka Daituch, the Lechashiva Dover Sheve'erva.
And there is Lachahavimina, that is not considered a Dover Sheve'erva.
Shirak b'meid al isur choshiv eidus b'dover sheve'erv.
Dumye de soita, v'loi b'meid al heter.
This is a havamin, it's not considered a dover sheve'erv, because only if you're made on an isur, it's considered an eidus and dover sheve'erv.
Like, for example, sota, right, that a woman was unfaithful to her husband. So that's on the, that's on isur. That's Eidus on Isser Dovisha Be'erva, and not Eidus on Heter. And the Mela here, where it's not a Dovisha Be'erva Bas Musa, it's just on the Yakum, what comes out. The Dine Heter that are Yotzen Imanu. So you would think that you don't need to aid him.
Mashen came to Eidus al Geirushin.
Loch Pat Lanu, Mashi Lahatil.
Shalai Etzem Maisa Geirushin, who are Dovol Shebe'erva.
When it comes to Eidus on a get, that the man divorced the wise wife, we don't care that it's to be matir, because the etzen maisa ha'gerushin is a dovol sheve'erva, not because of the din heter that comes out from it. And where the etzen maisa is a dovol sheve'erva, there's no nafkumina if it's coming less or lahatir b'chol gavna, ein opochos hishnayim.
So that's a very important yisod, Rabbi Yisai. We had a chiluk here between when in the Gemara's Havamina, anyway, that the Gemara's Havamina, to be matir, you could be matir without two edim, as long as it's only the dinam hayotzim imenu, it's the yakum, but not the dover. The dover, we understand, is going to require two no matter what.
As nera shafilu maskone. Even the Maskan Sagamara, that even the Mahatir Dino Kedavisha Be'erva,
Lohat Linam Yisod Ze.
We still do not retract from this Yisod that there are two Dino Kedavisha Be'erva. We just retract from the, we just recoil, retract the Yisod that we thought originally that Heter wasn't considered a Kedavisha Be'erva.
And now we say that even Lahatir is a Dovish of Erva.
Nevertheless, we still have this Yisod, that where the Mice itself is a Mice of Dovish of Erva,
you need two, both because of the Etzim HaMice and all, not only because of the Dinam of Issa Beheter that come out from it.
So it emerges that for Gerushin, you need two witnesses for two reasons. One, because of the Etzim HaMice, and number two, because of the Heter Lashuk. That to be Matir Isha Lashuk, it's an Eidus and Dovish of Erva and requires two. And with this, we understand that the Eidus on Hechsher Aget is a Dovish of Erva. Even though it's not Eidus to be Matri Bishal Ashok, he's being made Kodim Magerishin, just on the Shtar itself. Nevertheless, as we saw, that to be made on a Maisa of Dovish of Erva, you need two, Mitzad Etzim HaMaisa. And therefore, we can say that the Etzim HaGet Kshala Atzmoi is a Dovish of Erva.
There's the din that come out from the Dover Sheva Erva, but then there's the Etzem HaMaisa, that's the Dover Sheva Erva. So the Lohay Al Maisa Shal Dover Sheva Erva requires two. So we can say that the Etzem HaGet Kshala Atzmai is the Dover Sheva Erva, and therefore to be made on the get that is Kosher the Garish Bo is considered Eidus on the Gufa Dover Sheva Erva. In the Rav Amiel, in his Darach HaKinyanim, he says that the Etzem Hashtar is the Megarish, that's the Kairis. And there's just a Tanai that'll be given. But the Etzem Shtar, that's the Gerish. So, that's what we're saying over here. The being made on the Get, that's being made on, that's a, that's a,
The get is the davish of erev atzmusu ein chinami. This is the ma'ase gerushin that's matir her, but the get is considered itself a davish of erev. Etzem a get shel atzmo is considered a davish of erev because the get divorces. And therefore, to be made on a get that is kasher l'garish bo is considered edus on davar sheva erva. ועכשיו נראה לומר שאכן אם נדנו ניצד העיד אחד לא מהם נסחזי כיסור בכל האיסורים. So if we judge as far as the eight echad is concerned, then an eight echad is not believed. If there's a cheskas iser in all isurim, we don't accept eight echad. So then loy choshiv eidus shel hechsher get ke eidus loytzi min hachazaka. Kevin de eno meid de gerushahi ela shefshar litgaresh beget zeh v'rei zeh ke eidus al hechsher hamikveh. So the Torah's getting would be correct. If we're just judging mitzad eichad lo mehem v'ischazik isur v'chol ha'isurim. So here is not a problem, because you're not being you're just being made on a get. You're not being made on the woman. You're just saying that this woman can divorce her with get, divorce with this get. It has nothing to do with the woman. It's about the get, meaning ultimately it's going to be shot to the woman. Right? And you're just being made on a get. It's like being made al hechsher mikvah, like the Torah's Kitten says. However, this is the Iker, however, we said in a previous shir, and this is very key, I believe it was the fourth shir, we demonstrated how it's very likely that Ein Dar B'Sher B'Pachus Mishnayim is only B'Schazik Yisur, because it's only called a Dar B'Sher B'Erev if there's a Cheskas Yisur. Not every case relating to sexual matters is a Cheskas is a Dar B'Sher B'Erev. We gave various examples of matters relating to sexuality that are not Dar B'Sher B'Erev. So also we said that when it comes to, if they're not two eif, it's not a Cheskas Yisur, it's not considered a Dar B'Sher B'Erev. So all the Cheskas Yisur does, it classifies it as a Dar B'Sher B'Erev. Now that it's, you're classifying it as a Dar B'Sher B'Erev, now let's take another look at the get. This get is now part of a Dar B'Sher B'Erev. The get bat suso, etzem haget, is a Dar B'Sher B'Erev. In other words, since this woman is Cheskas Yisur, Mimela, this woman is classified as a Dar B'Sher B'Erev, but this is called Dar B'Sher B'Erev case. And the Etzem HaGet is involved in this Dar B'Sher B'Erev case. Etzem HaGet is also Dar B'Sher B'Erev. Like we said, the Get creates the Gerushin. The Get Shel Atzmo is a Dar B'Sher B'Erev. The Get itself divorces. And Nesinas HaGet is a Tanai, you have to give it. But it's the Get itself that divorces. So the Get itself is Atzmo, so has a Chalos Dar B'Sher B'Erev. So in the middle, that's the Gemara's Kash. Gemara's Kash is that how can you trust the person to say about the get, finding echad, and therefore the get is beseder. It's a davar shever. And why does the Gemara bring in these chazik yisur? Just to show that it's a davar shever. And therefore it says chazik yisur deshishish. Since it's chazik yisur deshishish, it makes it a davar shever. And remegel, the edus on hechsher haget is an edus on a davar shever. Because the get ba'asmuso is a davar shever. Because like we said, etzem ma'isa gerushin. Etzem gerushin, etzem kedushin, not only did my yotzim imen. But the etzem gerushin and kedushin also are dar b'sher b'erev. And memela the get, which is the gerushin, and that's what creates the gerushin, that's a dar b'sher b'erev. So kev dischazik yisur deshishish chashiv eidus alach sher get eidus b'dar b'sher b'erev. So once you have a cheskas yisur, it's classified, deshishish, it's classified as a dar b'sher b'erev. And the Megillah, the Etzem HaGet, becomes a Dabi Sheva'erva. Vein Dabi Sheva'erva, Pachas Mishnayim. Ulfizeh, for the Kasha, of the Rituvo, and the Riki Ve'eger. Viaz Echa Nachnu Metarzim Et HaKushia Maita. Kolim Kol Tiratzim Et HaKushia Shela, Kushia Shela Torah Skitin.
The skin was bad, it's not Adis and Dabba Sheva of the Get. No, the Get Batsim was so is the Dabba Sheva Arab. We saw in a previous year that was the Rosh Shimon Shkop and the Teres of the Rosh Shach, that Rosh Shimon had said that when you're made and the Get was written specifically for this woman, whereas the Mikvah is not just for anybody, let him go to a different Mikvah. This Get is related to this woman, therefore it is Adis and Dabba Sheva Arab. That was his Teres. Shach, another teretz. We asked them that. Gave another teretz. But now we're saying that they get by suicide of the Dabba Sheva Arab. That's what creates the Gerushin. So the Fizeh, so that's the teretz. We still have to deal with Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Ritva's Kasha. And their Kasha was, why is the Gemara asking Daf according to the Rabbi Meir, who's Choshish for the Miyud? You can also ask according to the Rabbanim, who say Smoch Miyud al Chazaka. And they should also be suspicious over here. Why? Because the rabbi says Smoch Miyud al Chazaka. So here there's a Cheska Seishisish, and there's a Miyud that aren't Bikim. So therefore, we should say that the 1A isn't going to be believed. Because the Smoch Miyud al Chazaka, the Get is no good, and you need to aid him. But the teretz is now. L'shayich l'dunach b'shim smoch miyutu l'chazaka. Kevin sheba emes. Ein ha'chazaka omeret klum. B'dvar hechshar ha'get. The chazaka is not saying anything about the hechshar ha'get. Because being machshir l'get isn't moitzi ishim chazkasa. All the ischazi kisura does is it makes it into a dabar sheba erba. So we wanted to say, according to the rabbi, smoch miyut al chazaka, and say that you need to aid them. But we're dealing here with the hechsher haget, and the hechsher haget. What chazaka? What smoch miyut to what chazaka? What chazaka are you going against over here? And that the woman is Bechezka Sisser, all that does for us is it makes it into a Darbyship, it makes it, creates a case of Darbyship Erev. But really, what's the issue over here? The issue over here is the Darbyship Erev, not the Cheska Sisser. We use the Cheska Sisser to say that this is a case of Darbyship Erev. And once it's a case of Darbyship Erev, the Etzem HaGed is a Darbyship Erev. And merely you need to aid him. But it's not that the Cheska Sisser is something separate over here. You can say, there's a miyut and there's a cheska sisser. And because you have a miyut and a cheska sisser against the robes and the mela, you need to aid them. No, that's not what the cheska sisser is doing. You're dealing with the get. And all the cheska sisser does is it makes it a massive over here of Dabba Sheva Erva. So the cheska sisser made it a Dabba Sheva Erva. And so why can't there's no chazak. It's not that you can use the chazak against the rov. So now all you have is you just have a miyut without a, you have a miyut that aren't bikim. And you're dealing with the Darbyship of Erva. So let's go with the Rav according to the rabbis. You can go with the Rav. Only according to a mayor. He just says miyut alone is enough not to be choshish. To him, you have to give another teres. But according to the Rabbanan, you don't have to give another you don't, there's no kasha. Because there's no separate chazaka to go with the miyut. All the chazak is being, you're dealing here with the get. And all the woman's cheska sisters does is it creates a Dabba Sheva Erva. It makes this get into a Dabba Sheva Erva. Say this, and now the get is a Dabba Sheva Erva. But it's not like the chazak goes against the rov. Now we're just looking at this get, which is defined as a Dabba Sheva Erva. You have a rov, and the get is a Seder. So that answers Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger is not, he's still in unsure ground because you see from Tosfos, not like we're saying, because Tosfos says that we only need to come on to Dabba Sheva Erva. Why do we need to come on to Dabba Sheva Erva? Because maybe Eid Echad is Naaman even if there's a Cheska Sisser. And therefore you have to come on Dabba Sheva Erva and say, yeah, but here it's a Dabba Sheva Erva, so you can't trust Eid Echad. But if Eid Echad would not be believed if there's a Cheska Sisser, then he wouldn't be believed here, even without the reason of Darvisha Be'erva. So you see that Tosfos holds that here it's considered that you're being Motzi Isha Michazkasa. But the Chazak is something separate. It's not just creating a Darvisha Be'erva, a massive of Darvisha Be'erva. That even if you don't have to come on, you don't have to come on to Darvisha Be'erva if Eid Echad isn't believed when there's a Cheskes Issa. So if... So Tosfos is obviously learning that the Cheskes Issa stands alone. It doesn't just create a massive Darvish of Erva. And Memela, since you have a Din of Chazak, so why don't you smoke Miyut al-Chazak and you're back to Rabbi Kiva Egez Kasha. All right, my Rabbi Isai, with this we can also be Miyashi of something else. And, there's so much to say. So much to say, Rabbi Isai. Just a velt. So please stay tuned, and we will Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach continue this wonderful ride. I hope Givaldik, Mamash Givaldik. All right, thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.